You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your host, Teddy Beamer. Today we're going to talk about climate change and the Arab Spring.
Wow.
That was my NPR Terry Gross fresh air voice. Did you like it?
Right? It was on point.
I don't know if I could go, this is NPR with Terry Gross, and you are listening to Fresh Air without copyright infringement.
Yeah, that's misleading.
Okay. What if people like tuned in right there and they were like, wow, I found Terry Gross. But hey guys, this is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with not Terry Gross, but Teddy Beamer and
Claire. Did you just say your last name?
No, I didn't. Don't find
DJ
me.
Teddy
Don't
and
find
DJ
me.
Claire.
Do not find me. Wow. And then you pointed it out and made it even worse. Maybe
yeah,
they thought
that
I.
Might be.
No, I said Teddy Bear.
Right.
Yep. Okay, rough start to our episode, but today we're going to have a really weird theme for a radio show, music. Today's episode is music themed, and we're going to talk about music. I'm really just like, music's on the brain, because yesterday I got the best gear from my favorite band, Water Street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I got this huge XXL t-shirt. It was the last one they had, and I wore it to class, and my boyfriend told me I looked like his mom. It was just great.
Wow.
Day.
That yeah. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, wow, right? And I went everywhere and I was like, I love this band.
I'm so proud.
And I'm still under the impression that I was getting paid for that. So
you are.
Okay, that's good.
At some point.
Okay. First, we're going to start off today with Strange Enough by Verite. And you know, that's totally one of those names that, like, someone who was born like Ann Smith gives, like, that's like their show name, you know?
Right, because they want to feel like they're somebody.
So her real name is Kelsey Byrne.
Is Byrne, it actually?
Yeah.
Kelsey Byrne, like B-Y.
R-N-E? Yeah, yeah. So, of course, she goes by Verite. Mm. But I'm kind of roasting her right now, and she doesn't deserve it. She's a really good, really good artist. I've been really into her music lately. Also, check out Undressed, but that one's explicit, which is why I'm not playing it.
Okay.
And I'm not deft enough with the button. Yeah, as you probably know by now. Then we're going to play Sweet Talk by Saint Motel. Something happened, but two guys knew each other, and then they met some other guys at like a sushi shop, and now they're playing really good music, and I've actually seen them in concert, and it was pretty great.
Wow.
So I think you're gonna like this song. And then Machine by Mr. Wives, and they're the band that was in that one Macy's commercial. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Shattering everything. Reflections. That was their like big song that like promoted them onto the scene.
Okay.
Still don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't watch TV.
Do you only listen to your own band?
Yeah, I live in a hole basically.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we're gonna play these three songs for you guys. We're gonna throw in a smattering of musical PSAs, and it's gonna be a great show. So thanks
Sounds
for tuning
good.
In, guys.
Yeah. piece of me. I missed the point entirely. I only did this to be sane, not for you to know my name. Go ahead and spit the music out. Please tell me more about your doubt. Don't feel I've heard it all before. Each time makes it easier to ignore. Oh, I am tired of abiding by your rules, causing me to second guess my every single. Show you that's not clever. See, now fast and last forever. They are fleeting like the weather, and we will stand our ground. Or you will sing and drown. 'Cause I'm a tough girl, I run my own world. And if you don't like it, there's a door if you have into it. I ain't gonna know what the truth is.
Well, we're back, guys. hey, and if you're a little queasy, you might want to change the station right now, because we're about to talk about Diva Cups. what is there to say on them?
We don't know anything about them.
Yeah, so if you have used a Diva Cup, please call in. We want to hear about your experience using this little magic goblet.
Right.
Magic uterine goblet. Because we have questions. Claire's going on a trek.
Right.
And,
so backpacking experiences. Yeah. Figure.
Might as well integrate another experience.
Dabble.
Know? Just full of experiences.
Right.
Okay. So, hope you liked those last tunes. I was getting down. Claire was doing something on her computer. So, can't comment on that. also, we just want to update with you with what's going on in the studio. We have an amp problem.
Yeah, exactly.
There are signs everywhere. No food or drink. Please stop. Answer no fun. So if you hear scuttling in the background of any of these casts, it's
probably
tiny ants infiltrating our system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a quick PSA real quick. But this one's going to be, like, normally I joke about PSAs, but I have to be, like, kind of honest about this one. It's about whether your business would survive a disaster or not, and it just reminds me of the time that I lost my business to a disaster, and I'm sorry. This is, like, really embarrassing. I don't normally, like, choke up on air, but, just bear with me on this, okay? Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly 2/3 of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Guys, I'm going off script real quick. I never thought it would be a statistic. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late, and I'm here to tell you that. It was too late for me, but it's not too late for you yet. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. This isn't something to joke about. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. Thanks for your patience there, guys. I'm used to crying. I had to cry for my role at mock trial. I never actually did it, but
did you really actually have to cry?
I was a 50-year-old woman who was who was suing her like former employer for age discrimination.
Mm.
And I got up on the stand and I would be like, they fired me. Yeah, but I would never. Okay, one time I didn't cry when I was on the stand and I got off and I just bawled for the next half hour. No, and everyone was like, what? Yeah, I did. I don't know if people even noticed, but I got out of there and I was like, it was really weird.
I just watched the Office episode when Michael Scott is like, oh, old people have just as many rights as young people.
No, there's like, so much talk about how
with an ageism suit.
That case, like we did for mock trial, is directly like when Ryan comes in and revamps the company, and Creed shows up with the black hair.
He's like, I'm 30. Well, and
he's like, hey man, snackaroos, right, dude? That was essentially me in my role of mock trial.
Wow.
Little update, we did make it to Orcs. We did not make it to Nationals this year. Aww. But
next year.
Next year. I feel very confident. So, Colin, if you're interested in joining mock trial.
Or you feel you have been a victim of an ageism.
Or if you feel like you've been a victim of ageism. Yeah. Also, call if you're listening at Northampton County Prison.
Okay.
We want to talk to a prisoner. I got some questions for you. Mostly about, like, food in prison. But maybe about your crimes. I don't know.
Please,
but
educate us, people.
Yeah. I want to be educated on the prison system. So, I know someone out there. I know you guys are really into heavy metal, the people at the prison.
All of them?
I can't blame you. If I were in prison, I feel like I would listen to a lot of metal music, too. But if for some reason you tune in every Tuesday at 12 to listen to not metal music, please call in. I have so
First
many
of
questions.
All, respect.
I want to be your friend. You probably don't want me to be your friend.
And second of all,
you probably have plenty of friends in prison.
Don't listen to this show.
That's true. Okay. Three more songs, and then hopefully, for the love of God, someone will call in. Okay.
Didn't we say we were going to talk about music?
Yeah, we were talking about
music.
Wasn't
that none of that with music?
Oh, did I say music? I meant prison. This is a prison themed episode.
All right. That makes more sense.
Okay, up next we have River by Leon Bridges, and I heard this song last night when I was watching Little Big Lies on HBO Now. Mm-hmm. Really good series. Reese Witherspoon, where have you been hiding?
Inspiring.
I hated Legally Blonde, I gotta tell you, but...
Doesn't she have a daughter who looks exactly like
yes,
her?
Yes, she does have a daughter who looks exactly like
Terrifying.
Her.
Terrifying.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
Right when I tune off of here, I'm gonna look at pictures of Reese Witherspoon, because how did she even happen? She's like 40 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at pictures of Reese Witherspoon. Okay. Let me forget. Okay, then we're going to play I Hear the Dead by Dolly Spartans, which is the band that I listened to on campus like 2 weekends ago. Great band. I'm enamored. And then we're going to listen to Seek Another by James Vincent McMorrow, another one of my obsessions. And he's coming to Philly on June 3rd, so buy me tickets. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I will not.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and to wipe your slate clean.
take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, go. Take me to your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I'm going as a man with many crimes. Come up for air. As my sins flow down the Jordan, oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me. But there's blood on my hands, and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Go, take me to your river. I wanna know.
Wanna know. don't go out alone. I have seen some terrible things. There's a waterfall, quiet place where trouble could spring. Everybody goes, throws themselves from the top of the string. So don't go out alone. I have seen some terrible things. Who built the wall to reach the sea? Who placed it here beneath the feet? Who better here for you than me? You let me come and let you leave. Open my lungs, you need to be. Deep in my chest, disrupting me. What happens after courage leaves? Back to a horse, he's back to sleep. Don't go out alone. I have seen this happen before. Creatures think they're grown. Creatures think they scratch at your door. There's another world. Purple wave collapse on the shore. So don't go out alone. Cause I have seen this happen before. Who built the wall to reach the sea? Who placed a hill beneath my feet? Who better here for you than me? You let me come and let you leave. Open my lungs, you need to be. Deep in my chest, disrupting me. What happens after courage leaves? Back to a horse, is back to sleep. And there's a down in the head, and I can't feel my legs. Check the pulse of my neck. There's a down in the head, there's a down in the roads, and the car around it. Always trying to be late, and I can't look away. Cause there's a down in the head, there's a diamond, and who built the wall to reach the sea? Who placed it here beneath my feet? Who better here for you than me? You let me come and let you leave. Open my lungs, you need to be. Deep in my chest, disrupting me. What happens after courage leaves? Back to a horse's brain. And everything is frozen. Everything is frozen, I believe. 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 So seek another.
Absolutely not a brand endorsement, but this weekend I went to Panera with Claire and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend Dave, also in Water Street.
Mm-hmm.
Water Street TM. But you're welcome. I just saved you a lot of money. I saved us a lot of money.
Yeah, thank God.
Both ways.
So we can get all those royalties.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
Saying our names. Exactly.
I know, I know. There's like playing, they're playing some music in the car or whatever, and I was like really going at it because I was hoping they'd be like, wow, you can really sing, like join our band. But no such thing happened. But I was like, what even was playing?
It was close. What?
Okay. I don't even remember what was playing, but I was like,
it was Justin Bieber. It was all Justin Bieber for some reason.
I thought Dave was going to turn around and be like, wow, we need someone just like you in Water Street.
That's
and I
was
going to be like, this is what I've been getting at for
that's
the
what
past
thinking.
Half year that I've been friends with you. This is what. It's all been for, you know?
Yeah.
I have something to bring up because I feel like it's my job and duty to keep you guys updated on culture. We're going to talk about one of Kendall Jenner's most questionable denim trends we've seen in a while.
Of the questionable denim trends.
Of the questionable.
This one might be the worst.
And I'm going to be honest, I've seen a lot of questionable denim trends recently, as of recent. But she's wearing, like, it looks like she's wearing, like, little jeans. And then if you look, the seams are still attached. And then at her ankles, there's still jeans, but, like, everything else is gone.
So it's like, just the seams.
And they're calling them invisible jeans. Yeah, it's just
wow.
The seams of pants.
You know what? I bet they cost like $400 more than a normal pair of jeans that would mm-hmm. cover like your legs.
Exactly. So do you think it's going to trend set?
I think no.
We're baffled by Kendall Jenner's invisible jeans. Whatever. Disgusting. Anyway, look up a picture when you're really bored at work today and just get a kick out of it.
Will
do. Pretty cool new denim trend. Claire, it's something you wanted to bring
up. Oh, yeah. I have a great story. So, I was just like, I don't remember. I was reading for something for one of my classes, and I came upon an example of someone who, what was I going to say?
Are you okay?
Oh, right. So he was, like, doing these movements or whatever, and someone, like, hooked him up to electricity,
mm-hmm.
and they were, like, generating electricity, and I was like,
this
oh, my God.
This is a textbook?
No, it's just, like, in a book for English. And I was like, oh, my God, I am a genius. Like, nobody has ever, we have to hook up energy, like, energy-generating devices to, like, treadmills so we can make energy from people exercising.
Do you think that exists somewhere?
And then...
Okay.
And then I realized that it was probably the worst idea I've ever had. So
why?
Then I had, like, this random note in my laptop that's just, like, harness energy from exercise machines. Tell hamsters to run on balls and connect them to pulleys. And it's, like, this is actually the worst idea ever. But I just, in the moment, I was like, wow, this is probably my moment. Like, this is my epiphany.
Claire, you are the future of STEM.
I know.
Also, while you were doing that, I looked up an article on MIT called Could We Use Exercise Machines as Energy Sources? Gonna read it while the music is playing and get back to you guys, because I think you might be onto something here.
Yeah, my brother told me no. He's an engineer, and he told me it doesn't work. So he basically ruined all of my dreams.
Okay, well, your brother or MIT. MIT's probably gonna agree with your brother, to be fair. But also, we haven't gotten any callers yet, but call in if you want to debate with me that Reese Witherspoon is the most genetically perfect human being on Earth. I'm not saying she's the most beautiful, because there are a lot of beautiful celebrities,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at her face... The features are so, like, scientifically accurate. I'm
right.
convinced she was, like, conceived in a test tube.
Perhaps.
So, Colin and Quibble with me. Yeah, and her kids are also perfect. Yeah. Imagine having those genes.
I cannot.
Yeah, no one can, except for Reese Witherspoon's kids, I guess. Okay, and we're going to take a quick quiz. How many of these James Patterson novels have you read?
Oh, my God. I read so many of the
have you kids actually?
Ones. The okay, Maximum okay. Ride ones, yeah.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Good Night, Murder Boy.
No.
A Deadly Humdinger.
No.
Cross Cooks, 101 Make-Ahead Meals to Get You from Fat to Fabulous.
No.
Kill Me If You're Bored.
No.
Take a Little Sip of Murder. I can't
oh
do this.
Oh my God, no.
James Patterson and Eddie Van Halen, 11 Letters. No Use Dying Over Killed Milk.
No. No.
Second Chance for Fifth Third Bank?
No.
The Doctor Who Prescribed Murder?
Oh my...
What? Murder is the most important meal of the day.
True.
Dial 911 for Cops?
Me.
Mad About the Law?
No.
Dumpty's Fall?
What?
Dumpty's Fall.
Oh my God.
I Stole a High School.
Are these real?
And the 2016 official rules of Major League Baseball.
These are not real. Oh my God.
I love Clickhole. And my favorite is Goodnight Murder Boy, I think.
Oh my God.
So you haven't read any of those?
No.
Okay. Just double checking. Last thing I want to cover is a PSA about food safety. Do you think that would be okay?
Sure.
Okay, let me know what you think.
Okay.
Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands, with soapy water. Okay, while preparing, especially when handling raw seats or bags. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very quick or worse. No, very sick, sorry. I don't have my glasses on. One in picks Americans will get picked from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will pie? But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you pour. Learn more about this and other important sensation. Check your PEPs at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. Pubic service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Okay, sorry guys, I forgot my glasses today, so I was like moving it like close and far.
And that was actually really? Exactly what it says.
Okay, I was squinting and I couldn't make out. It looked like Arabic.
No, it was perfect.
Okay, good to hear. So anyway, call in about Diva Cups, Reese Witherspoon, if you're an engineer, if you like waffle cones, cups, or regular cones better, just call us in. Call in. We're kind of lonely.
Call us in.
Call us in. Okay. Up next, we have Promises by Rin Weaver. And a Sun, not by Walk the Moon, but it's a cover, acoustic cover by the Griswolds. And then we're following that up with another acoustic cover, How Deep Is Your Love by Jones, who is up and coming. Trust me, she's going to be number one pretty soon. Mm. Okay, so let us know what you think, guys.
The hinges, my feet are still sore. My back is on the fringes. We tore up the walls. We slept on couches. We lifted this house. We lifted this house. Firecrackers in the east. It's my car park south. Your hands on my cheeks. Your shoulder in my mouth. I was up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattled this town. We rattled this scene. Oh, and a sign. this house is falling apart. Got no money, but we got we're gonna rattle this ghost town. This house is falling apart. Screen falling off the door, door hanging off the hinges. My feet are still sore. My back is on the fringes. We're up against the wall on the west mezzanine. We rattle this town, we rattle this scene. Oh, in a
harder again. How deep is your love?
And we're back. I went to the bathroom during the songs. I'm going to be honest. I mean, it's an hour. Wow. I have normal bowels. I had coffee before this.
Wow.
But I'm convinced that I'm going to get murdered in the Hogue Hall bathroom.
Yeah, I would not even be surprised. Okay. Actually, in any part of Hogue.
Right? So, our, like, radio station is in the basement at Hogue. Just giving you a direct location where you can find me and kill me. But the whole thing is, like, dimly lit and a lot of, like, weird doors that are, like, concealed, creaking. Dark, very creaky.
Yeah.
And then you go into, like, the bathroom, and it's, like, rusty and, like, dingy and...
There's a window, but, like, someone blocked it out.
Yeah, I've been murdered there 6 times, and, like, no one even cares. There was, like, weird, like, malevolent red liquid in the sink this time, and there's, like, a mirror and, like, a gypsy, like, singing in the corner.
Yeah, all of that.
It's just very... I got the creeps.
All of that was real.
So, if I don't make it back one time and it's just dead air... Call the paramedics. Okay. I've been... Someone's murdered me in the Hogue Hall bathroom.
There's been a murder.
That's my Southern Belle voice. I've been doing, like, a weird amount of impressions lately. I have this one... Okay, they're, like, ironic impressions, because you know how people will be like, okay, everyone knows this guy. Everybody knows this guy, right? Like, you know how that's, like, a stand-up comedy thing, and then they do, like, a little routine? My thing is, like, I do that, but with, like, people no one knows. Like,
That's even funnier.
Yeah, it actually is. I have this one character called Python Tony, and it's, like, it's a guy from Brooklyn who likes snakes. Like, everyone knows the guy from Brooklyn who likes snakes, right? Like, we all have one of those. Like, we all, but, like, no one has. And so he's, like, Canolia, anaconda.
The unrelatable.
Yeah, it's like a completely unrelatable impression.
Yeah.
That's so good. My Southern Belle one. Oh no, there's been a murder in the Hogue Hall bathroom. I'm working on it though. Okay. Hire me for your kids' birthday parties. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's test. Let's just see how well you can actually do your impressions.
Okay. Let's see how well.
All right.
I'm pretty confident.
So you're gonna have to sing a little clip.
Okay.
Of whatever song you want.
Okay.
All right. Of each of these famous singers. First up, we have Kesha.
Okay. Hi and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us, because we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does.
That's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. I give that an 8. 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
That's good. Okay, next you have Michael Jackson. Okay.
Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Annie? You've been hit by... That was like Christina Aguilera singing a Michael Jackson song. Like, can I start over?
Yes.
Okay, I need, like, a better song.
A do-over.
What's the one where he sings and he's like a baby and it's like 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3 is easy as one.
Do-re-mi.
Okay. Do-re-mi. What does Michael Jackson sound like?
He sounds like a man-child.
My Kesha was so good and my Michael Jackson's like... So weak. At least I know what I need to work on now.
Okay.
I'll just give myself a 0 out of 10.
All right, I'll move on.
Wait. One second. I think I got it.
Okay.
What's the one where he does the claw hands?
Thriller.
'Cause it's a thriller.
That's better.
Okay, thank you.
That's better.
Okay, next one.
Okay. Fergie.
Okay. I hope you know that this is nothing to do with you. It's personal, myself and I. We've got some straightening out to do.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
I give that an 8.
Okay, thanks. I think it was like a 6, to be honest, but...
Yeah, I was being nice. I was being generous. Just take it.
Okay.
Johnny Cash.
I have never heard a single Johnny Cash song.
Do you not even know who Johnny Cash is?
No.
All right, never mind.
That's embarrassing. 0 out of 10.
Embarrassing. Birdie.
Like the skinny love girl?
Yeah.
Come on, skinny love, what happened here? Cut off all the ropes, let me fall. My.
That could actually pass as Birdie. That was
Thank
that
you. Was really good. Thank you.
Definitely give that one. All right, last one.
Okay.
Gwen Stefani. Okay.
You held me down. I'm at my lowest boiling point. Come help me out. I need to get me out of this joint. Come on, let's bounce. Counting on you to turn me around. Instead of clowning around, let's look for some common ground.
So, baby.
That was pretty good, right?
I'm going to say that was definitely solid.
Okay, awesome.
Overall, I'd say 7 out of 10.
I can't wait to, like listen to this entire episode later in my bed when I'm crying and eating snickerdoodles and thinking about how no one wants to be with me. I can't wait to do that.
Too far!
Oh, too much! Okay. Well, that was really good use of our on-air time.
Yeah, that was great.
Call in and suggest more impressions for me to do. We're getting so desperate.
Or other things for us to do.
I can juggle if you want me to.
That's a fun thing to do on the radio.
Okay, three more songs and then we'll leave you alone. We've got Cardiac Arrest by the Bad Sons. Mercy Acoustic Version. We're all about acoustics today by Duffy. And then Flashlight by the Front Bottoms, my favorite band.
Alrighty.
Call in if you're the Front Bottoms. So.
I can't hear it now. don't know what you do, but you do it. I'm under your spell. You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me? You got me begging you for mercy. Why won't you release me?
not every day, then on an every other day basis. And she's probably with a few of them right now, and they are probably just up and hanging around. And he says, hey, you're good at that, and she says, thanks, it's kind of all I got. And then she looks away and says, it's also all I need. And I can smell plastic burning, I can smell chemicals breaking down. I got your last three emails, the ones where you said I was sorting some things out. And he will be able to hear her dog whistle from his bedroom. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, hey guys, I know you have a busy day today, so we're going to wrap things up real quick. We're going to start off with the fact that, you know how Meghan Markle is dating Prince Harry? This is so important that I needed to squeeze it in the last minute of our show. Her half-sister is going to write a tell-all book in which she calls Meghan Markle Princess Pushy, and she's like, her behavior is certainly not befitting of a royal family member.
Ooh.
What kind of shade is this? Can this girl back off? So stay tuned for that. Another thing I wanted to talk about. What isn't there to talk about? Such a good point. Okay. And I'm going to read my last PSA for you guys. It's called Your Jed. If you're thinking about getting a Jed diploma but need a little more motivation to get on your way, visit the Jed Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle Jed pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way to a level 13 extreme Jed pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your Jed diploma, there's pep talks right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-JED or visit yourjed.org for your pep talk and find free Jed classes in your area. Jed is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I am pretty sure that it's GED.
Pretty sure it's Jed.
Pretty sure you're absolutely wrong.
Okay, you guys have a great day. Our time with you today is up. Stay tuned for the next show, Dank Meme Extreme. It's going to be terrible. Also, next time, please call in and tell us about your favorite scene from The Office. We were just talking about how my favorite one is Jan and Michael's dinner party, and she goes, I'm the devil! And he goes, I'm in hell! next week. We really, really, really want to call her next week.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Please save us.
Save us from ourselves. Okay, so you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been Post-Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with me, your host, Teddy Bear, and...
DJ Claire.
Awesome. So you guys have a great day. See you next week.
Wish I could see him this weekend.